This is Simone from Clean Ears. It's just me today. And I'm talking to you about a challenge that we did on our blog a few months back that was really transformative for all of us. And I shared my struggles with my weight in this challenge called Take the Mask Off. And what we did was we revealed some of our deepest struggles and just the way that God has been showing up in those struggles. So, like I said, the struggle that I talked about was my struggle with my weight. And in that piece, I shared that from a very early age, I was sort of put in a place where I developed a weird relationship with food because I used to eat a lot, but I played a lot too. So I was, you know, eating hard, playing hard. And apparently in all of that, I would hear little things here and there like, well, you need to be careful because that's going to catch up with you. And I would always be like, I don't know what you mean. I don't understand. People would say, you know, you got to slow down when you're eating. And I'm like, I don't get it. Because as a kid, you don't really think about stuff like that. And so what ended up happening was as I got older and as my body started to change and different things, even though I was not overweight at all, it was still a situation where I just felt like, man, I'm shaped a little bit differently. I got curvy real early, scary stuff. And it was just tough to deal with because then there was always a lot of conversation about my body. It was about, first it was pertaining to watch what you eat. And then as I got older and kind of started to develop and I was a little curvier than most people, it was like, hold up. Now the conversation is, oh, you have to cover all of that up. So I feel like there had always been some sort of shame associated with the way that I looked. And I never felt it or understood why it was that way, but it was constantly being projected on me. And again, didn't understand where it was coming from or why, because I'm just like, I'm just here. So it wasn't really grounded in anything for me. So then as I got older and, you know, again, with developing early, boys start to take notice and things like that. So then while I was getting the, oh no, you need to cover your daughter up because boys are going to be looking at her, I would go to school and go places where boys would be looking at me because that's where they are and they're teenage boys. And it was a weird place to be in where I was being told to cover up in one sense, but I was also being kind of validated with the way that people looked at me and with the way that people treated me. And so there was always a conversation about my body that was really being led or narrated by me. And as a result, I had weird issues with body image and with food because, again, I never really had a basis for, it was never rooted in anything. It was always just what people said. So when you fast forwarded now past, you know, through high school and college, it felt as if I took it upon myself to rebel, and my rebellion was, oh, I can control what people say about me and about my body because this is mine. Nobody's going to tell me anything about it. So then I was kind of going out, you know, wearing less and going out more, as Drake says. And I was getting a lot of affirmation, especially in the way that I look, from people. And so I felt like I gained control of the body conversation because, okay, I'm doing what I want to do. People are kind of praising me for what I'm doing and how I'm looking out here, so I'm good. But then things started to shift. We've gotten to this place now where I was in a relationship and there were some things that were not going well. And I was emotionally eating and I didn't know. I didn't realize it at the time. So I would always be working out, but then I just kept gaining weight and I was like, what is happening to me? The Lord is cursing me and making me keep my clothes on because I cannot stop gaining weight. And I just didn't understand what was happening. And it was a tough time because it was the first time in my life where I'd found myself about to be 30, and I was like, I am legit chunky in these streets. And that was a first. And then it felt like all that affirmation and praise. I mean, I'm still cute in the face. So I got cute in the face affirmation, but I didn't get the body affirmation that I was accustomed to getting. Now it was like people were saying nothing. And I felt like my goal everywhere I went and in pictures was to look skinny. Like, that was just, if I didn't feel like I could accomplish looking skinny on any given day, then I can't come. I'm not going. I just, not today. And God took me through a series of things to work on all of this. So the first thing was, I ended up going to, I always talk about this really amazing place called Celebrate Recovery. And in just being a part of that ministry, serving there and also attending, God started to say a lot to me about, God started to say a lot to me about my habits. Like, the first thing God showed me was that I did emotionally eat. And I didn't know that. I happened to be asked a question, and it was pertaining to a particular situation. And it was like, what is your response when this thing happens? And I was asked a series of questions, like maybe four. And my answer to all of them was, oh my gosh, I eat in response to these particular situations. So once that was revealed to me, then I was like, well, no, we're not doing that. So I was grateful that God showed it to me that day and also helped me to just put it down right then. And once I became aware, then it helped me to, in the moments where I felt tempted to do it, to stop and to not do it or to do something else. I started fasting in the afternoons when there were high stress times at work so that I wouldn't stress eat. So I'm grateful that God revealed that I could do something about it. Another really beautiful thing that God did was God showed me that I needed to develop a healthy relationship with food and with my body. Those were two things that I hadn't done before. And when you think about it and you go through life, you don't necessarily think that it's something that you need to do. But with all of the different things that I've been told throughout my life, warnings that I'd gotten about how much I eat and always being mindful and accustomed to having people like, dang girl, you gonna eat all that? God really like did some deep, deep, deep work in changing the way that I saw myself, but also changing my relationship with food. And so it wasn't anything super drastic. It's just there's certain things that I learned about myself. It was hard because I had to be honest with myself about the current relationship or the current relationship at the time that I had with food. And I realized that I can't keep a lot of stuff in the house. So I will probably be that friend who will always have to run to the store when company comes because I have nothing here and I will not have anything here until I know that somebody will be here to eat this food. And I also learned that I can't think about food on the fly. All I think about on the fly is trash. And so I have to plan my meals in advance. And God showed me that and really gave me the discipline to do it because it was hard at first. Now I like meal prep in my sleep. But at first it was really, really hard. Another thing that God did was God got me in the gym, y'all. So on my prayer list, my prayer for my husband, because that's what single women do, I had, Lord, I would like for him to be somebody who values health and fitness, somebody who's already working out. And the Holy Spirit politely reminded me that I didn't have to wait for him to help me, for me to start. And I was like, oh. So God sent me this really incredible friend who lived right around the corner, and she would come over and drag me to my own gym because that's what it took to get me there. And I just started going, making no commitments, because sometimes the fitness world can be very aggressive out the gate. People are like, what are your goals? What are you going to do? We're going to do 7 days, no salt, no fat, no sugar, no food. And I'm like, I don't want to do any of that. I just want to develop a healthy relationship with food and be good going forward. And I want this to be a lifestyle thing and not just a, I hit my goal weight. Okay, peace. I'm eating burgers now, even though that sounds amazing. So I started going to the gym and God helped me to just push through because it was hard. I was genuinely in there just trying to not die like that. And I started to enjoy it. And I started to grow in it. And one day, I remember driving to the library to pick up A Purpose Driven Life. Such a Christian story, I know. And when I was going to the public library because budget life. And I remember thinking to myself, this was like 2 years, wow, 3 years ago. And I was like, when's the last time you had a negative thought about your body? And I was like, I couldn't remember. So God basically just told me to start loving my body, and that if I didn't appreciate my body and the way it was, then I could never get it to where I want it to be, because you have to address what something is before you can do something about it. Just like when we sin, and the word says that we're to confess our sins, you have to acknowledge that sin took place, that sin happened, before you can even go and confess it. And so God led me to acknowledge that, hey, I have a problem. What needs to be done? And just in his gracious, gracious way, he has helped me to continue to work on it. Now, I definitely still have to treat myself like a small child when it comes to this stuff. I'm not out of the woods yet. As you can see, not my goal weight, yes. Amazing, yes, but not my goal weight. But I've learned to just take it one day at a time and not be mad at my body for not being what I think it should be, but instead I appreciate it for what it is. So a lot of times if I'm struggling with something in a workout or just period, I'm just like, okay, it's not there yet. I've learned to be patient with my body and not act like it's this thing that's working against me, but instead just say, you know what, this is the body God gave me. So if I want to be able to run a mile, maybe I can't run a mile yet, but I'll get there. And I'm patient with my body and I listen to it and wait and just give it time to get there. And that has been a much better approach than trying to do something drastic that would get me fast results, but that I wouldn't be able to maintain. And so God is still present in that process. That's still going on. But the most valuable thing that I've done is learn to appreciate where I am, to appreciate my love for cake, appreciate my love for pizza. But I'm just very mindful of what I have and when now. And I try to be mindful of when I'm eating. Why am I truly hungry? And to be on the safe side, each day I go to work and I bring just what I need and not anything more. That way, if I get stressed and eat all my snacks, I'm like, well, that was allowed. I've still managed my intake. And so God is still walking me through it. And I know that it all seems very practical, like, oh, you're doing all the work. But guys, I assure you, I would love to think that on my best day, I'm this disciplined. No, if I was this disciplined, I would have never got chunky. So this is really like the Holy Spirit helping me and enabling me to find things that I love that are healthy, and to also, again, be patient, because that's the biggest thing, to just be patient and to appreciate my body. So I just encourage you, if you are struggling with any personal issues, especially with weight, because it can be such, especially if you are a woman struggling with weight, it can be such a challenging thing to deal with in this society. I just assure you that God loves you. He completely understands everything about your composition. And even if you're in a place where you're like, I'm unhealthy and this is dangerous, he will support you and be with you if you decide that you want to do something else, if you want to take a different direction with your health. He has done it for me. I could not have been working out consistently all this time without him. And all of it started with a revelation of the issue that I had. And I needed to be open to what God had to say in order to receive that revelation to even start. And so I just encourage you to give it to God. Sometimes we think we need to give God just the big major things, like, God, I can't do cancer. I can't do major things like that. And so we feel like we need to hold on to these things and just give God the things we can't do. But I gave God my bad eating. I gave God my bad relationship with food. I gave God my chunkiness. And in return, God has shown me how to love my body, not for what it isn't, but for what it is. I appreciate it. My body is strong. My body is beautiful. My body is God made. And it's not about hitting a number on a scale. It's about honoring the temple that God gave me and taking the best care of it that I can and putting in things that are healthy and good and valuing myself and loving myself and knowing that I'm worth that and that I don't need to give up on myself. So, guys, that's my mask off story. And so as I continue to go through this, I thank everyone who has been praying for me so far. And I just encourage you, if there's an issue that you feel like you've been struggling with for a long time, you do not have to stay in it. That is not God's desire for you. And let's all just take our masks off, live transparently, and also just receive what God has for us in the areas that we allow him to see. So guys, until next time, have a good time. Bye.